Hello, I'm Chris Berrow with the BBC News. The US Congress has reconvened to certify Joe Biden as winner of November's presidential election. The Vice President, Mike Pence, said the violent supporters of Donald Trump who stormed the Capitol building to stop the session had not won.
To those who wreaked havoc in our Capitol today, you did not win. Violence never wins. Freedom wins. And this is still the people's house. And as we reconvene in this chamber, the world will again witness the resilience and strength of our democracy.
The Democratic leader in the Senate, Chuck Schumer, described the day's events as Donald Trump's everlasting shame. He said the violence was a warning about the consequences of a demagogic president and the people who had enabled him.
Those who perform these reprehensible acts cannot be called protesters. These were rioters and insurrectionists, goons and thugs, domestic terrorists. There were a few thousand violent extremists who tried to take over the Capitol building and attack our democracy. They must and should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law.
Hours earlier, several lawmakers had been hiding behind their seats as hundreds of pro-Trump supporters forced their way into the building. One woman was shot during the violence and later died. Riot police have now secured the Capitol and a curfew is in effect in Washington, D.C. Lebu Diseko was inside the Capitol building when the violence broke out. She's still there watching events.
It really is quite a defiant message that they are not going to stop working. Mitch McConnell, the leader of the Republicans in Senate, saying that the protesters tried to essentially stop democracy and they're not going to have it. They will continue working. All of the people that we heard speaking seem to be on message with that they were determined to wrap up proceedings or continue with the proceedings. What we don't know is whether these objections to the state's Electoral College votes will be heard. There had been a number that were due to happen earlier on in the day.
There's been widespread shock and condemnation of the events. The Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, said he'd been deeply disturbed by the scenes in Washington. The EU's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, said that in the eyes of the world, American democracy appeared under siege. Ireland's Foreign Minister Simon Coveney went further, calling it a deliberate assault on democracy by a sitting president and his supporters. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson called the scenes disgraceful, adding it was vital there should be a peaceful and orderly transfer of power. This is The World News from the BBC.